Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And Ford is recalling over 600,000 vehicles because a front windshield wiper motor defect could cause the wipers to operate intermittently or fail entirely, reducing visibility and increasing the risk of a crash, NHTSA filings show. The recall includes certain 2020 to 2022 Ford Explorer and Escape models, along with 2020, 2022 Lincoln Aviator and Lincoln Corsair vehicles built between July 6, 2020 and December 15, 2021. According to the Part 573 safety report, the issue stems from a condition in which the motor's cover terminal may have been misaligned with the brush card terminal during assembly, potentially creating a poor electrical connection that can lead to a loss of electricity continuity over time. Front wiper functionality may be intermittent before progressing to complete inoperability. And in a high-stakes legal maneuver, Lonnie Randall Lyles Jr. has traded his right to a preliminary examination for a significant plea offer. In court yesterday, that'd be Thursday, Lyles waived his exam in a case involving two counts of criminal sexual conduct first degree and habitual offender charges. In exchange, prosecutors have agreed to dismiss remaining counts, bring no new charges, and crucially, will not pursue a 25-year mandatory minimum sentencing enhancement. A companion case against Lyles will also be dismissed. This strategic move means Lyles will bypass the evidentiary hearing, heading straight to circuit court for arraignment. His bond remains in place, and he is scheduled to appear on Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. The defense attorney, Michael Morosky, will meet with Lyles post-hearing to discuss the implications of this deal, which effectively caps his sentencing risk and streamlines the legal process. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is updating flood maps that will impact several counties throughout the state, including Huron County. Because of that, Hume Township posted the updated flood plan information on its website at www.humetownship.com. Updating the state's flood map started in 2022 with flood assessments being done county by county. The updated map means that some areas that were not considered to be in floodplain might now be. And when we come back after this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue and get to our international news.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-wheel drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease the 2026 Buick Encore GX all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and more for only $324 per month. Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave preferred with all-wheel drive with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details. Today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, U.S. President Donald Trump appeared to rule out talks with Iran absent its unconditional surrender. Israeli warplanes pounded Beirut and Tehran on Friday as Iran launched another wave of retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries on the seventh day of the war. The strikes in Lebanon were the heaviest since a 2024 ceasefire ended the last war between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah, who fired rockets at Israel in the opening days of the latest conflict. More than 95,000 people have fled Beirut's suburbs and southern Lebanon after sweeping Israeli evacuation warnings. The U.S. and Israel have battered Iran with strikes targeting their military capabilities, leadership, and nuclear program. The stated goals and timelines for the war have repeatedly shifted. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.